Last month, Afghans celebrated the New Year in freedom, something that they haven't done for years. They marked the New Year on March 21st. Some Afghan Americans in California celebrated over the weekend. In Alameda County, thousands of people went to the fairgrounds for traditional Afghan dancing, music, food, and poetry. Deborah Schifrin reports.
60,000 Afghan Americans live in Alameda County, making it the largest Afghan community in the U.S. This weekend, 7,000 gathered at the fairgrounds. They arrived in everything from the latest styles to the most traditional Afghan garb to continue a celebration with roots in ancient times. It's called Nowroz, meaning new day. This year, that's exactly how it felt.
The bottom line is that our country is free.
Noor Fakiri left Kabul 26 years ago.
And everywhere we look at the people, look at their faces, you see happy faces, and that means a lot to us.
The Russians discouraged Nowroz celebrations in Afghanistan after they invaded in 1979, and the Taliban outright banned them. But for the past 7 years, Afghan Americans in Alameda County have made a point of marking Nowroz, right down to the singing of a traditional New Year song. The freeing of Afghanistan from the Taliban has allowed some people, such as filmmaker Catherine Marcus, to reestablish their Afghan identity in the U.S.
Before, I used to work very hard at blending in, and I think that's what people do from places that, you know, you think you're never going to go back and you really don't have any roots. So your best bet is to just blend in. And I think that's what almost all the Afghans, it is amazing how many Afghans have come through the woodworks.
Others, like 15-year-old Marjan Madar, have encountered new problems since the September 11th attacks.
Like at my school, we had a dance where Every club represents a country, and you dance their country. And when it was Afghanistan's turn, you could hear some people booing and yelling terrorists, and it hurts because they don't. No matter how much they see on TV that we're not terrorists, still there's going to be a lot of people out there who won't believe it.
Madar says that things have been getting better recently. At the fairground, she steered hungry people who came her way toward a family friend, Wahid Andeshi, and his Shapli kebabs, or sandal kebabs.
It takes more efforts than an average kebab. You're talking about ground beef, ground lamb, pomegranate seed, paprika, lemon juice, crushed pepper, coriander, corn flour, eggs, and chapli means sandal. So it just looks like a shoe, that's what it is, yes.
The food, like the clothes and music, represented many Afghan ethnic groups, often caught up in rivalries. But Nafisa Rouhani said that this Nowroz celebration was for all Afghans to share.
New Year always brings Afghan together. From whatever ethnic group we are, in New Year we are all one.
Rouhani and others at the fairground said they hoped the spirit of unity at the California Festival would find a counterpoint in the fragile society of their homeland. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Schifrin in Pleasanton, California.